in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras, I'm out the f***.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
You know what? This whole time I thought today was Tuesday.
Really?
I don't know why.
Nah, this is definitely Wednesday. And the reason I know it's Wednesday, because I am looking forward to a nice 4-day weekend. You hear me? I cannot wait.
Oh, that's right. Monday is Memorial Day.
Absolutely it is.
Now, this Friday, I'll be heading out to St. Martin, where DJ Envy already is there with his family.
Okay.
And then I'm coming right back because I have a lot going on right now. I know I haven't really talked about this, but I am investing in a restaurant, and I'm in the process of finding a location. It's very exciting to me. I enjoy this whole process.
That's good, because then we can do, like, free breakfast for our listeners, and you can let all the listeners eat breakfast free.
Absolutely. I'll be like, Charlamagne is treating everybody to breakfast, so free breakfast.
I would definitely do that a couple times a year.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Can we make sure we have this, save this? All right. This is evidence.
That's easy. That's the least you can do.
Now, what did you do last night, Charlamagne?
Let's see. What did I do last night? Oh, I was in Jersey all last night. I was with our guy, Joe Budden.
Oh, how did that go?
I mean, like any other night with Joe Budden would go. Joe's an interesting. He's an interesting person. He's always an interesting person to have conversations with,
right?
Especially hip hop convos. So if you're in the need for a good hip hop convo, Joe Budden is your guy.
Joe Budden's very funny. He has a very dry sense of humor.
And a very sick sense of humor. One day, Joe Budden is going to write a fire horror movie. Or a fire murder mystery.
Has he ever gotten therapy?
I don't know, but he did listen to our therapy episode yesterday with Rashawn and Dr. Kendall Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did listen to our episode with them yesterday.
What did he say about it?
He's openly admitted that he has mental issues. So I would think that he had some type of diagnosis.
I'm just wondering if he's ever went and seeked any type of help.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That was a great episode, by the way. A lot of people have been hitting me up about that episode with Dr. Jasper and issues that they've been having or people around them have been having. So
yeah,
we will continue this conversation. And even as far as Dr. Jasper, he was saying we didn't even really delve into a lot more issues we could talk about. So I'm sure we should follow up.
But it's an ongoing conversation. That's why I said yesterday it's just good to get the conversation started. Like, it's just an ongoing conversation that we constantly need to have when it comes to mental health issues in our community.
And if that means that some people were inspired to go out and seek help, I think that's an excellent, excellent thing, just to know it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes, and today on the show, we got our guys, Gerard Carmichael and Little Rel will be here, dropping the clues bombs for both those individuals from the Carmichael Show. And
shout out to Little Rel for his great appearance, too, in Get Out.
Little
he had a great
Rel
role.
And Get Out, yeah. They got a lot going on, both of them. Stand-up specials, sitcoms, movies. Gerard's going to be in Transformers. We'll talk to them about all of that. And we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about, Yee?
Man, this is still, I know we have to follow up and talk about the Manchester bombing at the Ariana Grande concert. So I will give you some more information on who was the suicide bomber involved and some things that'll break your heart.
All right, let's start off the show with a man that we play entirely too much. Drake, Fake Love, right here on The Breakfast Club. Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation, right?
Lucky him, man.
And you know, I hate when stuff happens like the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer comes out and I got to do stuff like work. You got front?
Yes.
Like now?
Yeah, let's work.
Front page news.
You don't have any sports?
Well, first NBA playoff recap. Cleveland Cavs beat the Boston Celtics 112-99. Kyrie Irving had a career-high 42 points. Saved LeBron James yet again. Okay? The Cavs lead the series 3-1. I don't even know why they have to finish this series. Can we just not get to the finals?
When's the last game?
Game five.
If they win.
They're going to win. Game five, this Wednesday? Thursday. What's today? Today's Wednesday? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You said it was Wednesday.
I did say it was Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday, and they play game 5. Now, you got an update on the Manchester bombing, right, you?
All right. Now, right now, Britain is on critical alert. That's their highest level of alert because they do feel like there could be potentially a second plot. 3 more men have been arrested in connection with the Manchester terror attack that happened at the Ariana Grande concert, and they are armed soldiers that are guarding key locations across London. So they have identified the man behind the deadly bombing. 22 years old. He was already known to security services. 22 years old. Salman Abedi. He's a British-born national of Libyan descent. At least 22 people have been killed, and they're saying at least 69 people now are in the hospital being treated. Ariana Grande has reportedly offered to pay for the funerals of the Manchester attack victims. By the way, the youngest victim...
Oh, don't say it. I don't even want to know.
8 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Like, how sad is that? 8 years old. So far, they have identified 9 of the victims, and she has suspended, as we told you earlier, the rest of her Dangerous Woman World Tour.
8 years old. My daughter's 8. My oldest daughter. Enjoying her life at a concert, having a great time, and then some silly-ass 22-year-old who decides to throw his life away.
Right, so...
Takes her life.
Really, really sad situation, but there have been 3 more men arrested. And like I said, they are on critical alert. Actually, there's a lot more security everywhere. Even here in the United States right now, in New York, there's been a lot more security as well. So everybody's on alert in case you see something. Of course, make sure you say something.
As soon as I open my paper, that's the first thing I see is the 8-year-old girl in the front of the paper.
So,
look, I don't believe, I don't know, I don't necessarily believe in heaven or hell simply because I don't know anybody who's been to either to come back to tell me that they exist. But I really hope there is one so this guy can go to hell and spend the rest of his life there.
All right, and here's some good news. Black-owned businesses are going to help replace 18,000 contaminated pipes in Flint, Michigan. A black woman-owned construction company has actually been awarded a federally funded service contract to replace thousands of water pipes in Flint, Michigan, too. It's part of a $97 million settlement to replace those corroded pipes by 2020. All right, so...
Somebody, I got to read that story because I was looking at that story and I just saw the headline and I got excited to it and somebody told me to look a little deeper because I forgot why, so I'm not going to put anything negative
look
out there.
Look a little deeper.
I need to read the whole thing.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee and that is your rumor report.
Well, listen, it's time for Get It Off Your Chest. You can call this number, 1-800-585-1051. You may be pissed off about something this morning. Or you may just want to sing the Lord's praises. You may have woke up feeling blessed and highly favored this morning, and you just want to tell the world, you want to testify. You can do that, too. Just reach out and touch us right now, 1-800-585-1051, and get whatever it is you want off your chest, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. It's time to get it off your chest. Are you mad or are you blessed?
I'm blessed, Angela Yee. The Lord woke me up this morning, give me the strength to get up, go to work.
Yes.
I got 2 beautiful, healthy children.
There you go.
A beautiful, healthy wife.
You are living the life, sir.
I get to listen to y'all every morning on my way to work. I mean, come on.
Extra
you are blessed.
Extra blessing.
I tell everybody all the time, success is subjective, man. You sound very successful to me because you sound happy.
And my brother, I just found out, my brother Chris and his wife Marissa, they having a baby girl, so man, life's good. And I wanna applaud y'all for what y'all do, man. Y'all very informative with providing the urban culture with what's going on in the world, and that's what we need more of that.
All right,
I don't
thank
even
you.
Like
we
when people say
it.
Urban culture, though. Let's just say the culture. We are the culture. Everybody needs to remember that. Hip-hop culture, black culture, we control the cool. We are the culture.
All right, thank you, sir. Now tell us why you're blessed and tell us why you're pissed. Good morning, who's this?
This is Shereba calling from St. Matthews at 803. What's up, Charlamagne?
803, what's up, St. Matthews? What's
803
happening?
Represents every morning.
Yes, I was just calling because I'm blessed this morning for 2 reasons. My daughter, Janelle Brown, got all-region basketball. She's doing her thing. Calhoun County, stand up. Y'all remember that name? I'm telling you, she's coming up. WNBA, she's going to get there. I see it. She's awesome, y'all. Janelle Brown, she's doing her thing. And thank you, Charlamagne, for signing my book
Absolutely.
On last Saturday. I told you my name, and you looked at me like, what? Sheree, but I was like, don't go there, Charlamagne. Get my name.
Now, you probably could get something for that book on eBay. It got a signature and everything.
Yeah, girl, I got that signature. I'm ready. I might just sell it. Now I'm going to keep it. Awesome book so far.
Sell that book.
Very good, very good. 803, baby. Keep doing your thing.
That's right. And give Janelle my regards and tell her girlfriend I said hi.
Okay.
Now, get it off your chest. Call us right now, 1-800-585-1051. If you got something that you feel blessed about, if you got something that you're angry about, whatever, you can call up here, vent. You can call up here and sing the praises of whatever you want to sing the praises of, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Good morning. It's time for you to get it off your chest and tell us why you're mad or tell us why you're blessed.
Well, I am blessed this morning for several reasons. Within the last year, I've gotten promoted and the company moved me from Kansas all the way to Georgia. And last year, my son and daughter-in-law and three grandchildren moved with me. They moved from St. Louis, Missouri, the murder capital of the United States, in my opinion. And within a year, my daughter-in-law has become a certified phlebotomist.
Come on,
she's also gotten her driver's license record together. My son has also gotten his driving record together, and they are both living prosperously. My son has gotten a job as a warehouse manager at a local company, and I just feel so blessed today.
All is well. Thank you, baby. I'm glad to hear that. When I hear you feel that blessed, I feel more blessed.
Hey, good morning. It's time for you to get it off your chest. How you feeling?
Not feeling so well, Angela.
What's the matter? You not blessed?
No, not blessed. Not blessed today. You know, I made a stupid move. And decided to bet money on that the Spurs will win one game and not get swept. Just one.
Why would you do that?
Oh my God.
Big money if he did win.
Like, what about the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard made you feel like that could happen?
You know that LaMarcus Aldridge would definitely, you know, come through attacking the paint, but that clearly didn't happen, and I was, like, so mad.
How much did you lose?
160.
Oh, man, that hurts.
I don't even know why y'all like the NBA. The NBA sucks right now. I can't, I mean, the finals are going to be, I'm going to watch them, but I need every game to go into overtime, and I need it to be a 7-game series in order for me to even feel like this season was worth it.
And I definitely wanted them. I needed Golden State to get a little worked up. I don't need to give them no rest. They need to.
Well, you want to make a bet? Who you want to bet on right now?
Cleveland, come on.
You should bet on the Celtics. You could win big.
Get out of here.
Why lose
good
money?
Night.
Have a blessed day, sir.
All right, tell us why you mad or tell us why you blessed. How you feeling this morning?
I'm blessed, but I'm mad as hell.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, you got an STD, but it's curable?
You got me messed up. No, I got no STD. Charlamagne, chill on me. I'm on my way to work, in the car, saying a little prayer for the day, and I'm listening to the Breakfast Club talk about this young boy that went in here and killed these little kids and has just blatant disregard for life. Like, that just made me start crying. And I'm just like, I can't deal with it. Like, please, somebody handle these people. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I feel you. I started crying when I heard the news about that 8-year-old girl and saw her so sad, awful.
Yeah, that's what made me start crying. I'm just like, there has to be something done. I mean, some of these people that have this, like, blatant disregard, I'm sorry, but people are coming over here to the United States and or wherever they're at and just messing stuff up. And there should be stricter regulations on who comes over. Sorry, but
I mean,
sorry.
That's Donald Trump. That's what Donald Trump has been trying to do. He just is not doing a good job at it, okay?
And this was in Manchester.
He's not going about it the right way.
Yeah, he's generalizing everybody to prevent things from happening here that happened in Manchester, but no.
Okay, all right.
That's the thing, though. You wake up this morning and you prayed up, but you can't control other people's crazy. You know what I mean?
All right, well, now that was Get It Off Your Chest. Tell us why you're mad. Tell us why you're blessed.
Yeah, we do that every morning. Now, you got the rumor report coming up?
Yes, what is going on between Karrueche and Chris Brown? I don't know if he has to go to court, if he won, if she won. We'll give you an update on the two of them going back and forth.
All right, we got Yee's rumors coming up. It's the We got Yeezy rumors coming up. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. We will find a way to have Drake on a record. Okay, if it's not a Drake song, it'll be a record featuring Drake. Now, Envy, you got room. Not Envy.
Hi, Envy.
Jesus Christ. Angela, you got room report coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about. I want to see if you were paying attention because you're looking at me crazy with your mouth open.
I am. That's why I asked you what were you doing. I want to know how I'm supposed to know. What's the rumor report?
We are going to talk about Adrienne Bylon on The Real. She discusses keeping it real.
Okay.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Emmy's on vacation, in case you haven't noticed.
Duh.
I know. Adrienne Bylon was talking about the situation with Monique. Monique has been basically giving her side of the story when it comes to Lee Daniels, when it comes to Tyler Perry, when it comes to Oprah, and basically why she doesn't like them, why she doesn't get along with them, why they're in the headlines now. And here's what Adrienne Bylon had to say about keeping it real.
What some of the comments, though, are that they shouldn't just get along because she's keeping it real and she should be heard. Now, I have an issue with people thinking that every time someone is loud or boisterous or saying something negative, that that's them keeping it real. Okay? Why can't keeping it real be classy? Okay. Why can't keeping it real be, let me hold my peace and let me move on? Why can't keeping it real be, you know what? They may have done that, but I'm going to respect them and move forward.
She's absolutely right. And I will add, when you ask someone a question and they answer you and you don't like the answer, that doesn't make their answer fake. They gave you their real answer, how they really felt. I agree with her 100%.
Right. But I also think in the case of Monique, that perhaps Monique is a comedian. She goes on stage and she performs. Uh-huh. And part of her thing is that she's just being honest about her life.
Oh, she was trying to say Monique wasn't being real in that moment? Because in that moment, Monique was being very real.
So I think that keeping it real could go either way. Either if that's your personality, that's what you do, fine. But I also believe keeping it real sometimes is saying, this doesn't affect me, let me move on and be the bigger person.
Yeah, ain't nobody,
it just depends on the situation.
First of all, you ain't going to fake telling Oprah to suck a penis. All right, if you're going to tell Oprah something that vile and crazy, you better be being real about it.
You are keeping it real.
It actually don't get no realer than that.
Okay? All right. Now, one woman lost her job, and that is because she allegedly slept with Orlando Bloom. Now, according to The Sun, Viviana Rose lost her job because she got caught in his bed at her place of work. She was actually the bartender. She was making drinks, and then she bumped into him after her shift at the restaurant downstairs.
Was it a hotel or something?
Yeah, and okay. You know how they have restaurants downstairs. So after her shift, she got into her normal clothes, left the bar, and she went with him to his room for a drink. He invited her up. She said yes. This is after her shift, though.
That's
she
a lawsuit.
She changed her clothes, went upstairs. Why is that a lawsuit?
She can sue.
Oh, for losing her job.
It's after her shift.
Right. It depends on what the rules are, though, at your place of work. Because if they say you can't intermingle with the clients and the customers that are staying there.
But it's after your shift. So that's like saying after my shift, I can't go get a room and go to sleep in this hotel?
Well, you're not allowed to fraternize with clients, I guess, basically. And I'm going to tell you, I've learned that a lot of hotels do that. Like, when you go on vacation, mm-hmm. I know, like, in the Bahamas, you know, we used to stay at the Cove all the time at the mm-hmm. Atlantis. I know they're not even allowed to go inside the hotel up to somebody's room unless it's, like, room service or housekeeping.
By the way, don't
and
nobody.
And if you get caught doing that on camera, you'll get fired.
Don't nobody pop their poom-poom more than the ladies that work at those resorts. In the islands, okay?
Well, you just can't get caught. And she got caught by a manager.
I feel so sorry for those guys who date those women who, you know, live on those islands because the people come, the foreigners come in and they have sex with them and you'll never know.
All right, and two good news stories. J.R. Smith brought home his baby who was a preemie. His wife gave birth nearly 5 months before her due date, and now it's a miraculous situation after a four-month battle. The baby, they have finally brought the baby home. So
congratulations to J.R. Smith.
And Odell Beckham got the biggest shoe deal in NFL history, so congratulations to him. The deal is worth $25 million over 5 years. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. Gerard Carmichael and Little Realm.
Absolutely.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Carmichael season 3.
Season 3, man.
How does it feel?
Really fun. I'm excited about this one, like, more than
even the other two, I think the stories are better and stronger. It's really fun. It's like my favorite season of television ever.
What kind of topics are you touching on? Because I know you definitely have a lot of crazy topics from before, but things that we all grapple with in real life anyway and things that have happened.
It gets. Well, I've never mentored a transgender person yet in my life. I see what you're saying. All right.
The first episode we taped this season was our grandmother has Alzheimer's and then decides to end her own life, which I know doesn't sound funny. It's hard describing like any of these episodes without it sounding like this really. Depressing. Like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say she forgot her name or don't remember y'all.
No,
you're like,
nah, you want to go? It gets pretty heavy. Yeah. Like, that's the first episode we taped, and like, it's fun because we go to a real place of tension.
Right.
You know, like when the studio audience is always a little like surprised. Like, mm-hmm. there's always these like kind of awkward laughs of like, no, they're not actually like she's not gonna actually kill herself, is she? And you know.
That's the funniest.
That's amazing.
Our show, like the crowd, is so funny watching them not sure what's gonna happen, and then after they yell cut, and just all them having conversations like, "So what they about to do?"
That's crazy because so many people have struggled with that within their own families. Mm-hmm. Somebody that has Alzheimer's or suffering from dementia, and everyone knows how difficult and heartbreaking that can be.
Yeah, my mother-in-law has dementia, and it's one of the hardest things. Like you can tell her something, and then she doesn't remember, so she'll be like. So what time is thing today? You'd be like, Mama, I just told you. She'd be like, oh, but she feels embarrassed because she really doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, she'll watch the same episodes of Judge Judy all the time, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know it's the same episode. She just enjoys it, so she just
keeps watching nothing. We watch Menace to Society over and over. Like, you can't judge her because she keeps watching
But we know all the words.
It is such a real thing. I mean, you know, even David's mother.
And Loretta. Both
their parents suffered. From it. I mean, we all have somebody, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, is affected by it. And so anytime we do a subject like that, mm-hmm. it's an awareness that there are, like, people that are going through it. And it's, like, families that are really hurt by it. So we try and handle it with as much integrity as possible. A lot of times the humor comes from, you know, a lot of our ignorance around certain things, the things that we don't know, mm-hmm. things that we're learning. It comes from us, you know, and trying to understand is where the humor comes from, not the...
Like the transgender episode you were talking about.
Yeah, the parents and the generational divide, you know, and trying to understand exactly what that is you know, that's where the humor comes from. And that,
let's talk about generational stuff, because I always look at you and I look at Rel, and I'm like, if this was the 90s, or even early 2000s, these guys would be super stars. I mean, y'all got sitcoms, hit movies... HBO stand-up specials. It's like this era doesn't even appreciate that.
And give it up for Lil Rel, who is even more popping than last time we saw him.
Do you think it's a generational thing?
Lil Rel's a different person
now. That they don't appreciate it as much?
Well, a lot of...
Got his arms folded.
A lot of things...
I'm sorry.
Relax, Rel.
I'm okay. Like, this chair's so low.
I think that, like, a lot of stuff I've done so far is really, really specific. I mean, choosing, you know... network television was a specific choice just to kind of, you know, reach a probably a lot of middle, you know, America, like with mm-hmm. that's a really specific group of people, you know, comedy, you know, HBO, because it's a really specific outlet. So I think, you know, and other than that, I'm kind of low key. I mean, Rel is, you know,
Rel's out there. Rel at all the parties, all the award shows.
Yeah, I do everything. Yeah. Gerard don't go to anything, so it's always me texting like, hey, man, is you coming to pick this certificate up? I like beg you to come to the Image Award thing.
No, I just work. I like usually stay in and write. Like, I skip all Grammy, all everything.
I guess that's the thing I'm trying to say. Real work doesn't seem to be getting the rewards. It'll be Instagram stars who... Well, look at such and such. You know what I mean?
This was interesting about Get Out, though. Like, and this is, I was telling him the other day, I think the biggest difference more than anything, more than even like fanfare, even though I've been getting a lot of love, it's been like scripts are coming right at me. So I guess hopefully nobody gets tired of me in another year or two because I'll be in a bunch of movies.
You don't have to audition no more.
No, that was the biggest change. It's like literally one day I was auditioning and like the next week it was like, these big studios sending me scripts, asking me if I want to do the movie.
So you already have locked some stuff in.
Yeah, I'm about to get it in. I'm on whatever show I could do. Carmichael season 3 is great, but then we still got the movie. It's, I'm like doing a lot.
That's great.
Come on, now.
Promote the show.
But you know what I also think what you said is we lived with content more. Even when we used to see the specials, whether it was Eddie Murphy or Chris Rock.
True, indeed.
I watched those several times.
True, indeed.
That with Dave Chappelle, I watched it once and I kept it moving. I'm like, what's next? We don't live with
it. I watched Chappelle twice.
No, yeah, I watched it more. I watched it more than twice.
We don't live
with it. Because you know why when people come over, I put it on again and again. Like, oh, you didn't see it yet? Let's watch it. I watch stuff like that.
Well, that's why I always, you know, I like the idea of it just like existing as a thing that you can revisit. I mean, that's the goal for art, right? To make something that people have to revisit. They have to come back and see it. They have to, you know, to watch it twice to even fully get what it is.
That's why I haven't rushed to do another special. Like, I want people to see what I did the first time. Like, like once the movie came out, it did bring more people to, oh, he does this, he does stand-up or whatever. So it's like, I'm just not in a rush, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was just doing some dates with Chris Rock, and, like, I could appreciate, like, when he comes back with this next special, it's going to be this vintage. From what I saw, it was great. Mm-hmm. It's like, I haven't seen him be this guy in a long time. Sometimes it takes time. It's kind of hard for people to sit on your stuff because it's always something else coming out right after that.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have that luxury, though, that Chris had. Chris can, you know, I don't even know if Chris can do it every 10 years, every 15, however he's doing it now.
No, but I think people have a certain amount of pay. Like, if you make something, I think, that's meaningful and, like, coming from a place of truth, I think people actually will if, you know, Andre drops an album, it wasn't like, oh man, that was too long. It's been way too long. It's like, no, you appreciate it.
Yeah,
you know, no matter how long Kendrick takes, no matter how long a thing, Frank Ocean gives these large gaps of absence. But, you know, I think people, if you make something meaningful, I think.
Like Dave Chappelle, he's been.
Dave Chappelle coming back, Chris Rock.
Yeah.
You know, all these things are like meaningful events. So
Tracy Morgan just did his special.
Yeah, Tracy, after, you know, the tragic accident, is coming back, and it's like something.
Right.
He has something to talk about, and, you know, people will connect with us.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Jerod Carmichael and Lil Rel. When we come back, we're going to talk about egos on the Carmichael Show. Everybody on this show has glowed up. Jerod, Lil Rel, Tiffany Haddish. We're going to see if that's affecting the cast, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We got Jerod Carmichael and Lil Rel here.
I was having a good debate about your stand-up special because somebody was like, oh, he's so disrespectful. I don't think people actually listen. Yeah, it was the Jay-Z Martin Luther King thing specifically.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually thought that was kind of honest, and I hate to say it, I felt him.
I'm from the hood, too. If I'm trying to update, you know, someone that we look up to, you know, someone who is a good example, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We're taught to... In a black household, you talk to Martin Luther. It's like Jesus and Martin Luther King run neck and neck.
Absolutely.
As far as like, and he becomes.
Unless
like
your father's in Islam, and then it's Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X.
But see, but even Malcolm just being like this flawed human being who gave us something to overcome, like we connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think that's who you really connect with. As a kid, like even as a kid growing up, I read about Malcolm so much and watched his speeches because I was like, oh, he's a flawed person who overcame something. Like,
absolutely.
And Martin Luther King a lot of times becomes this untouchable thing that people, you can have reverence for, but a lot of times you don't.
Until you find out he was...
Very personal.
Find out he was cheating. Yeah. Then you're like, oh.
But even that, usually those types of like human error usually covered up by the estate. We don't really get that side of him. So like, me saying Jay-Z was just merely being like, well, look, it is also someone... current, like still alive, someone that you can actually, you know, look to as this example. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But for those who haven't seen it,
buzzwords.
Explain what the joke was, if you want to.
No, it was just like, no, because that's
not going to come out right.
It makes sense. You got to put it in context.
He basically says Jay-Z means more to him than Martin Luther King Jr. Matter of fact, let's play the joke.
Jay-Z means way more to me than Martin Luther King. I know every Jay-Z lyric. I only know like 4 bars of the I Have a Dream speech.
It's something to that.
That's real.
Now, is there anything that you personally, because I know.
Like, I can't believe, mostly aunts. Your aunt and uncle probably hate.
Dr. Just like, King, you don't Jay-Z.
How dare they? And then they,
you compare a dope dealer to a preacher?
You just try and get avoid being called a damn coon on the internet. People don't even know what that word means.
No, they don't. They have no idea.
Here we go. Here
they
we
use
go.
It for anything. Yeah. Look at Rel in that Bulls jersey looking like a coon. Like, what?
What's that supposed to mean?
A coon is somebody that reinforces negative stereotypes. Exactly. Of black people. There's nothing coonish about a Jay-Z Martin Luther King Jr. joke.
No.
I see you trendy with fashion. You got your Tupac on. You got your Bulls.
He called you trendy.
Robert.
Trendy. Isn't that trendy? We've been talking about Pac a lot. I've been singing Brenda's Got a Baby incessantly.
Will you guys be getting into rompers?
Nah, I'm not putting on
rompers. It's called a romp him on a man.
I'm not putting on a romp him, a romp mister, a romp Pam. None of that. I'm not putting on a romper.
Well, what do you think about, you know, your hip-hop? You love Jay-Z, your hip-hop artist wearing pocketbooks and blouses.
There's a lot of guys doing it. I think it's mostly the guys with the nose rings. So anybody with a nose ring
gets a pass.
It's probably wearing rumpers and blouses.
With all due respect,
Tupac had a nose ring.
With all due respect,
by the way.
That's a cool nose ring.
It's not wide because it's on Tupac.
It's not that's cool. It's not the hook ring. The hook nose ring. The one that looked like
the
horseshoe. Yeah, those are the ones who are wearing rumpers.
Now, how is it this season? Because everybody's star has risen. You know, I mean, even Tiffany in a way. I think Tiffany's next.
Oh my God, Tiffany! By the way, I saw the Girls Trip movie. Hilarious.
It's mostly her.
Like, no, she is the comic. Like,
yeah,
I've been a fan of Tiffany since I heard her on the Chance podcast about a couple years ago. But she's definitely next.
Yeah,
but
it's a real story. And like,
yes,
this is why I think our cast is one of the best casts on television. There's not too many casts who are doing movies and TV shows and specials all in the same group of people. We got. Like, when I went to see Get Out and you see Girls Trip trailer before that, it's like, there's a Carmichael Show commercial. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're winning out here. You got Gerard and Transformers. This is a good year for the Carmichael Show cast. We all are real close and cool. Mm.
Yeah. So nobody's wilding, basically. Nobody turns into Bobby Brown yet.
No, again, I spend most time, like, where I don't even really have time to,
to
have an ego. I go work.
Have a lot of charity organizations been hitting you up now, trying to see if you'll get involved since you have no cause?
A lot of times you see people on a red carpet of some charitable event, and then, you know, if you ask them, hey, what is this for? They won't have a clue. Like, most of the times people don't connect with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
like
that.
Bone marrow research, but it's for climate change.
Yeah. Like, you don't even know why you're there, and, like, you don't want to... So I don't want to just attach myself to something just frivolously.
It's so much stuff. I mean, like, I've taken a chance approach about everything, like, you know, what he's doing in Chicago. Like, I just...
Well, you're from Chicago. Every day of your life should be charity.
But I'm just saying. That's what I'm going to say. It's so many organizations. So I do... What I do, I give to specific things. Like, if I see that it's a young lady who's mentoring a bunch of students and they need a field trip paid for it, then I'll send money. And I do it... All the time.
So you don't even have to be specific, right?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is say, I'm from Chicago and I give money to Chicago, and everybody understands.
Forget y'all, man. That's real, though.
I mean, you gotta give back. We have no choice, man.
You know, one thing that also bothered me, like, I was a huge fan of the Carmichael Show, still am. And, like, whenever they talked about, like, the new black renaissance,
so I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, it'd be like Blackish and Atlanta and Insecure, and I'm like, why didn't I ever mention the Carmichael Show along with those shows?
This is what I want to say, too. I don't think Gerard gets enough credit, because he was the first one in that group.
That's what I'm saying.
He took the risk first, and he's still taking the risk. Like, even by doing this multicam with a live studio audience, like, I look at other shows and their comedies, and then if they do a serious subject, they get into this deep moment, and they got a montage, and, like, it's a comedy, man. What did it become? A drama, you know what I mean? So, like, with us, we've been able to, like, which I think is genius, take these very serious topics, and because we have that audience there right away, you have to find the funny in that tension. Believe me, it's like the Twilight Zone sometimes when we like, come on, for real.
So is it the network? Like, what is it? Like,
I mean, we had a, you know, a bump or two with the network. You know, I think marketing, get awareness, the rule of network is kind of finding a time slot, being planted there. You know, I think it'll be a bit more consistent this season. But we'll see. I think Netflix has allowed a lot of people to connect with the show in a new way. Again, I really am thankful to you for, you've always championed the show. You've always, like, even reached out to me personally anytime, like, you liked an episode. And it really means a lot. And I think people are starting to, like, be connected with the show, watching it in weekends. And, you know, people tell me just even on the street, like, I just watched all two seasons Saturday. Right. You know, it's not a lot
Netflix,
of episodes. So, yeah, Netflix is allowed to, you know, enter into a lot of homes and and so I'm excited.
Does it bother you, though?
Do it bother you? I always would. Because this thing about it, too. It's so, everything's so cliquish. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I look at shows like Atlanta Insecure, which I love them. So it's not that's mm-hmm. not a disconnect, really. But
yeah. I love them.
The older shows, the older actors, It's like this clicky thing where mm-hmm. just because, you know, he don't probably play the game like they want you to. Like, it's almost like they hating on that in a way. Right. To me, in my opinion, right? And I really don't care.
You feel like they hating on you?
Because there's only two black sitcoms on network.
I think if you, again, just kind of create. I like to create.
You don't like to go out? You don't like to hang? You don't like?
I mean, every now and then I'll go out, like, you know, but...
His producer's shocked about how he did everything. I had a conversation with a producer, like, how did he get a deal where NBC is and 20th Century is the studio? To them, it was unheard of. Right. They're like, where do he come from? And it's like, it annoys me, man. I'm like, dude, he did everything he was supposed to do. He did the showcases. He did the mm-hmm. festivals. He got a deal. That's right. What happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gerard Carmichael and Lil Rel are here. We're going to come back and talk to them some more. I want to talk to Gerard about how he ushered in rape jokes for this generation. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We got Gerard Carmichael and Lil Rel from The Carmichael Show here.
Mm-hmm. It was a debate online. It was you and Michael Che, because both of y'all stand-up specials were out, against Chris Rock and Chappelle. That was the debate that was going on. And I was like, that's not even fair to Michael and Gerard. What do you think?
I think everyone in that group is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is fantastic, you know, and there are things I love for Chappelle's special, things I love in Chase, things I love in Rock's. You know, and we've all even communicated about each other's specials. So I think there doesn't need to be a divide. I think it's just healthy and fun, you know, just put it all in.
Like, why can't we all just have great specials?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like it's all these unique point of views to have, you know, four black guys, mm-hmm. you know, just have these four individual points of view. We should be celebrating that.
Absolutely.
Like, we should be celebrating how unique every individual is.
Like, but that's what's crazy. Like, they always put in y'all specials. They always put the specials where everybody just... Because this is the thing about Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. All of them have told me, which is like, hey, man, why don't y'all tweet this or something? About how great they think my special is. Where did I come from?
Like, why don't you tweet
it? Nobody mentioned your special at all.
Which is insane.
No, they do reach
out. They should. It's just because I ain't said Jay-Z, Dr. King. Like, what?
I thought your special was funny.
Yeah. I get so much. That's why I did this, the weekend with Chris Rock last weekend. And he called me out. I never met Chris before. He called me out the blue one day. Like, dude, I got your number from Kevin Hart. Your special is one of the best specials I've ever seen. Ain't none of us better than you. Like, it was like, dang.
Chris Rock said that?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock's way too humble.
To be honest, he called me. You know,
he called a bunch of people telling him how dope. It was
dope.
Weird.
Nah, that's dope.
And why is he calling all yet? Like, it was fun at first, and then it got creepy.
I don't know, man. I think Chris just trying to lure y'all into the room to shoot y'all in the back of the head, man.
You killed me last weekend.
I've had great conversations with Chris.
Yeah.
I mean,
Chris is a comedy fan, man. Chris talks about a lot. He talked about Gerard this weekend. We talked about, like, this was one of my favorite weekends of comedy I've ever had, to just sit down and, like, have a very great conversation, really, with a legend, right? And he talked about, he watches him and Chappelle watch all this stuff, man.
Chris the best of me.
Yeah.
To me, personally. And I was young when Eddie Murphy Raw and Delirious was out, but I saw those. But Chris is the best stand-up to me.
Chris says stuff that you might want senators to think.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? And this next special, I promise you, he's like, we did Houston and like to see those people walk out because he got this new gun. Like all the gun owners, whatever they got,
they
walked out. Yeah.
Is that the one he did on SNL? Something like that?
No, it's a new bit.
Don't give it up now.
No, it's insanely strong. But I like the fact that he loved that. He was like, yes.
Well, Gerard, you've always kind of stood up for your material, even if other people felt like it was too controversial. Yeah. Have you ever agreed when somebody said, you know what, maybe you shouldn't do that? And you said, you know what, I'm going
to
take that out.
If I can't articulate the point, then I try not to say it. And I have really honest friends, and I'm around people like Rel who...
And the rest of the Golden Lords.
And the rest of the Lords.
I will say that Gerard opened the door for rape jokes. I've compared every rape joke to yours.
How do you do a rape joke?
Do you want
to
take credit?
You never heard of
rape joke? I'm not going down that road again.
We can all agree Chappelle had the greatest rape joke of all time, though.
Wait till y'all see the first episode
Speaking of rape jokes.
Yeah, girls, like, if you like rape, the first episode of Carmichael Show.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah. Bobby, my character, gets into a situation.
With a male?
Hell no.
What? Where did you get that from?
Hell no, Ralph. You in Hollywood. Don't be like that.
Because Bobby is Bobby, okay?
Ralph, don't let Envy derail your career. All
right. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. You don't set nobody up like that. But no, Bobby gets into a situation. It's called Yes Means Yes. It's going to be.
That's the name of the episode?
Yes.
Yes Means Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Would
goodness.
You like to explain it, Ralph? You're just going to let us watch it.
The episode is about, you know, the lines of. The evolving definition of consent. And so it's about how, you know, even amongst different generations and even now, I mean, at a rapid pace recently, just mm-hmm. what consent is, when you should hear a verbal yes, all of the new rules, if you will. It's about that and
I get it.
The cast trying to understand.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I actually wanted to do a whole seminar about rape culture. Because I feel like a lot of people don't know what exactly rape is in 2017. I know that sounds crazy, but because of how the way it's constantly changing, constantly mm-hmm. evolving, a lot of things that people used to do in the 90s, early 2000s, that was rape.
Like you can't slip a pill in somebody's drink. Or y'all do some drugs together, she passes out drunk, and you have sex with her.
Yes.
Like, she agreed to take the drugs. I mean,
if you look at any movie before like 1960 and you just look at how men chased women, you'd be like, oh, man, like, that's all restraining orders.
That was rape. You try to get him drunk, and they try to
Kids. Do you remember Kids? Do y'all remember Kids?
Yeah.
I got no legs.
Remember at the end? Remember the end of that movie?
He took her virginity.
Casper had sex with the girl.
Revenge of the Nerds. And when he banged her in the... He'd act like he was the other guy. And then,
oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's racist.
That's crazy.
Oh, yes. He took the mask off and he was like, oh,
that was rape culture.
Really so again, we can see how much has changed. You know, and what,
you can't have sex and pretend to be somebody else.
That's insane.
That is rape.
I was watching it like, wait a minute. We shared a zone back then.
You were like, yeah.
That's a win for the Nerds.
Listen to Aaron Hall, Don't Be Afraid. I was riding to listen to Aaron Hall, Don't Be Afraid, the other day. I stopped. I'm like, this is rape. Now I have you all to myself.
Or even Belle Biv DeVoe, backstage,
underage. Adolescent.
You can't do that.
Oh, man.
How you doing? That's like, what? Yeah.
My goodness.
But you think, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. A lot's changed.
Have you stayed away from white girls ever since Get Out? Did Get Out make you
I've never really... I mean, look, not against anybody who dates white... I've never dated a white
woman. You never indulged.
Nah. But you would if you...
Nah, I mean...
Nah.
Politically, look, I mean, everybody to each their own. I love black women. I like them chocolate, specifically with glasses.
What's her name, bro? Man, that was too specific.
I'm hoping that helps. I want my DMs to be full of chocolate. Maybe Bria Miles.
No, oh, she bad, right?
I don't know if she wears glasses, though.
No, but she can get a pair. She probably
did. She can get a pair. You in Transformers, bro. What is the new Transformers about?
Oh, man. it kind of like travels through time. It's medieval King Arthur storyline.
Really?
It's a lot.
Did you get to work with the legend Tyrese?
I only laugh at him because when he was shooting the movie, I'm like, what is it about? He's like, man, I'm just learning about every day, whatever day. He didn't know.
I will say that the script like kind of like evolved and shifted and stuff like that. It was really just really fun to do. It was like the most fun.
Gerard, what is it about? I was like, man, I get robots.
I'm in the future.
You got a huge role? You like to shine
on both? No, it's not big at all. Like it's some comedy here or there. It was a thing, just to learn, like, a film of that size. And
you got more than Donnell Rawlins and Spider-Man, though.
I don't know if I've seen it. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Because it doesn't exist.
I haven't seen Spider-Man,
but yeah.
No, okay.
But maybe, I don't know. I don't want to speak too soon. You know, like, it's like I'm in a minute and a half, and I haven't seen it yet.
You gotta be, because they have you doing all this press.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm learning a lot for that specific... That specific, genre of film, working with Bay. It's like this crazy.
Working with Bay?
Michael Bay.
Charlamagne. Director.
I got this chocolate girl with glasses.
Charlamagne is no rape in Transformers, okay? No rape. When Transformer comes out June 21st, The Last King, and of course The Carmichael Show Wednesday, May 31st. Man, yes, we appreciate you guys, man.
And tell Tiffany we need her on the show, man. I love Tiffany,
absolutely.
Man.
She would be turned up when she do this. Y'all gonna have a
I love. Love her.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you go.
It's The Breakfast Club. It's Gerard Carmichael, Lil Rel.
The Breakfast Club.
Night, if she get a hype, then I got a pill I can feed.
I can put you in a
my high club. What's up? Come get this.
Wait, we're on the air.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Don't talk to him like that. He's drunk.
The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee. Contrary to popular belief, Envy is on vacation. All right?
He pops in and out.
Yeah, don't let those interviews fool you.
PJ.
All right? You got Rumor Report coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about Nicki Minaj. Is she dating Nas?
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Angela Yee. It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, these rumors have been swirling around for a minute ever since there was a picture of Nicki Minaj and Nas together at his Sweet Chick's opening, his Sweet Chick restaurant. Now, let's talk about what she said when she was on The Ellen Show. Here's what happened.
Does he come to your house or do you go to his house?
I go to him.
You have a better house?
Well, I don't know. I just thought, you know, him coming to me was too forward.
I see. And then you're in control, too. If you go to his house, you can leave whenever you want.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
But no, let me clarify, because I know people are going to think, no.
What?
We didn't do the nasty? Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm just chilling right now. I'm celibate. And I wanted to go a year. You know, I might make an exception to the rule for him, because he's so dope.
Ooh, okay. Well,
I mean, she's playing, right?
Shoot your shot. Yeah, basically, she's saying she hasn't done anything with him. But I'm sure there's a little truth to that. It's Nas.
I think if
they're
both
from Queens.
If they really had something going on, Nicki wouldn't be talking about it. I'm pretty sure it was just a little tongue-in-cheek.
A tongue-in-what? All right. Don't look at him when you say that like that. All right. So we will keep on following this and see what happens. But that could be a cute couple, a king and a queen from Queens. All right. Now, Tiny and T.I., man, watching their show, The Family Hustle, in their final season. And this is the final episode of their reality show. And you can see the tension just going crazy. I am really surprised that they let this play out on TV, because I know how T.I. hates to discuss his personal life.
Mind your business.
But now, everything is out there. What can you do? Here is what happens on the final episode of the final season.
For those who don't understand, Tip had some infidelities with a girl who I hired. And that girl is one of the reasons why I got my own house.
You done had your when you was out with this mother. Dude that you know I don't with.
Out what?
You know.
I went out with them.
Hey, man, it don't matter. You was at his house.
Don't speak on it as if you know what you're talking about. Like, I know 100% that she slept with.
See, I hate stuff like that. You gonna hire a girl. And then when I sleep with her, you get mad at me. Hire an ugly girl. Hire a cosmetically challenged girl.
Why? Well, we don't know what the girl looked like.
Clearly, she was T.I.'s type. You know my type. You've been with me for a long time. Don't hire nothing that's going to cause me to be weak. You know the flesh
is
weak.
No. We don't know what she looked like. Think about what happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he cheated on his wife with the housekeeper. You saw what she looked like?
No, I don't judge people. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't have thought that was his type.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, all I know is it can happen. It don't even matter what a woman looks like. It can happen. I'm sure you have a couple of twos under your belt.
Who?
Are you dumb?
The flesh is weak. That's all I know. Okay?
All right. So that is what's going to be happening. I mean, it's just crazy. It's disappointing for a lot of people. And I know T.I. wants us to mind our business, and we're trying.
You can't mind your business when it's on reality TV.
It's really hard.
When it's on reality, that's actually a good discussion to have. But I don't see why they can't forgive each other if they know about each other's infidelities. Unless they just don't want to be together.
Yeah,
anymore.
It seems like an excuse. Like, well, you went to this guy's house, and so now I'm free to go and do what
I want. Damn business.
All right, what's going on with Karrueche and Chris Brown? We can't mind our business on this one either. Now, apparently, Karrueche tried to make a call-in for her statement in court, but the court was like, no, you have to be here in person. And Chris Brown couldn't come either because he's on tour. So now the judge has ordered that both of them have to show up in court in person on June 15th. Now, Jacob York, who is Karrueche's manager, went on Twitter and said, so we won. The judge agreed that Chris was served, and now he has to meet her in court. No more running. And Chris Brown responded on Baller Alert. He put the crying, laughing face. It's hella sad and false. And Jacob York responded, okay, we will see June 15th. What's sad and false, Mr. Brown? It's interesting, though. I would think you would just let this quietly play out, and whatever happens, happens. You don't have to go on Twitter.
Why doesn't Chris just want to accept a restraining order? Like,
he doesn't want to get served. He doesn't... Not. But I guess he does have to go to court now.
Is it that he doesn't want to get served, or he just does not want to relinquish his rights to be around Karrueche?
I think that he doesn't want to be forced to go to court over something that he feels like he didn't do anything in the situation.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, May 24th, goes to the founders of a new restaurant in Washington, D.C. called Diet Starts Monday. The founders of this restaurant are David Gentry, John Geiger, and Kevin Halems. Now, this is a new restaurant, but if they keep the same energy they starting off with, it's going to be a grand opening, grand closing. Now, this restaurant has a cocktail menu. And on this cocktail menu, they have drinks, okay?
Really?
No, I'm laughing because it's a running joke that the godfather, Elvis Duran, told me about cocktails. He said either pour him one or tell him one, okay? Now, this restaurant has a cocktail menu. And on this cocktail menu, they have drinks named after notable black celebrities. For example, they have the Taraji P. Henson, the Marvin Gaye, the Duke Ellington, the Dave Chappelle, the Marion Barry, but the drink that is getting the most attention is the Pill Cosby. Yes, not the Bill Cosby, the Pill Cosby, the infamous nickname given to Bill Cosby. Now, we all know Bill has been accused by dozens of women of drugging and assaulting them, sexually assaulting them, and his trial begins June 5th. But for whatever reason, the co-founders of this restaurant, David, John, and Kevin, thought it would be okay to make a drink called the Pill Cosby with fake pills included. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to WUSA 9 CBS for the report, please.
Began for Bill Cosby's trial today in Philadelphia, but that is not the headline that had you buzzing. It was a drink related to the comedian and the allegations of sexual abuse against him from a number of women, and it's called the Pill Cosby.
This pop-up bar in Shaw, Diet Starts Monday, did something people are calling everything from ignorant and callous to downright stupid. This all unfolded in a matter of hours. Around 1:30, the Washingtonian alerted the world to the Pill Cosby, a tequila-based drink that includes empty pill capsules. One of the owners told the Washingtonian the drink could help bring awareness to drugging in bars. An hour later, the backlash is swift. The pop-up bar gets flooded with bad reviews on Facebook and Yelp. By 3:30, the pop-up bar announces it will remove the drink from its menu, while the national media grabs onto the story. Finally, around 6, the bar issues a full apology, saying the drink was in poor taste and that it is sorry for any pain the incident has caused.
Look, man, I can't even give Diet Starts Monday any for effort. This is not the way to raise awareness about people getting drugged via their drinks, okay? This is like building a naked statue of Jerry Sandusky at Penn State, surrounded by a bunch of naked little boys to raise awareness about people in positions of power abusing that power, okay? Imagine I had actually gotten drugged and raped, not even by Bill Cosby, by anyone, and I came to this restaurant and saw these fake pills in a drink. That could absolutely be a trigger, okay? Trauma all over again. Some things you just can't normalize. Some things you can't make light of, and being drugged and raped is one of them. What bugs me out about this situation is that three people came up with this idea. David Gentry, John Geiger, and Kevin Halems. Not one of them thought this was a bad idea. Nobody said, you know, we shouldn't be making light of rape. You have to know some things aren't a good idea, guys. For example, if somebody said to me, hey, I have a great idea. I want to do a PSA about date rape drugs with Bill Cosby in order to raise awareness. And then they played me this.
This is Bill Cosby. Now that everybody has told you about the dangers of doing drugs, I'd like to tell you about some of the benefits.
Huh?
Just imagine yourself unconscious.
No! Absolutely not.
No thanks.
Okay? We're not doing that. Not a good idea. That should have been the reaction as soon as one of those guys said, let's have a drink on the menu called the Pill Cosby. Now, Diet Starts Monday has released a statement. Of course, they've pulled it off the menu. They've apologized, saying that it was in poor taste, and we've taken the necessary steps to ensure it won't happen again. Blah, 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 a.k.a. we don't want to lose money. We don't want y'all boycotting our restaurant. This is why your Uncle Charla constantly tells you that you should always measure twice, so you only have to cut once, kids. please give David Gentry, John Geiger, Kevin Hellams, and everybody at Diet Starts Monday the biggest hee-haw, please. That's just some things just aren't a good idea.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Empty pills. All right, well, thank you for that, Donkey of the Day, Charlamagne.
Yes, now Angela Yee.
Yes. We're coming back with Ask Yee.
I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew.
Jesus.
Okay.
Let's start over.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey of the Day, Charlamagne.
Now, Angela Yee.
Yes.
You have Ask Yee coming up?
Yes, I do. Now, if you have any questions that you want to ask Yee, you can call us right now, 1-800-585-1051. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Vinny.
Vinny?
Yep.
Hey, Vinny, what's your question this morning for Ask Yee?
Basically, I just got a promotion at work that requires me to travel across country.
Congratulations. Midwest.
Thank you. Thank you. It's in Seattle. And my question is, you know, I was dating this girl for 6 years, and we, you know, recently broke up just because I was, like, tired of the argument. She's, like, real, real paranoid. You know, I told her, all I care about is money. I'm trying to climb the ladder. You know, she thinks I got time for everybody else. And, you know, she's on Facebook constantly, and somebody, you know, posts a smiley underneath something I said, and who's this, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. It's always constantly at my throat, like I'm doing something. So the question is, should I bring her with me? Everything in me says, you know, I need to just like let her go and just start fresh. But you know,
but didn't you guys break up?
Yes, we did. I mean, I broke up with her like a couple weeks ago.
So why would you bring your ex-girlfriend with you somewhere who you just broke up with?
Because we were together for 6 years, you know.
Yeah, but you guys are not together now. You're going to be going to a new place. You're going to have a fresh start. And it seems like you're really stressed out with her and your relation. Well, what used to be your relationship. Now, if you decided to stay, you guys would be broken up, right?
Right.
So why would you get back together when you're moving?
I mean, the whole plan was, you know, she felt like, she felt like I was like planning this or just trying to run away from her or something like that. But it wasn't the case. I wanted her to come with me initially, but we just had like another argument. You know
what
I mean?
Well, that sounds ridiculous. How is she not happy for you that you got this great promotion and great opportunity and you're excited about it?
I don't know. I think her, you know, the previous relationship she was in, you know, did her wrong. And, you know, I guess she's still living in that path. And I was maybe under delusion that somehow she'd just snap out of it, you know what I mean? And be like, oh, yeah, that's right. My life isn't terrible, you know?
What she needs to do right now is spend some time working on herself. You guys aren't together, so you're not going to bring your ex-girlfriend across country to Seattle where you're starting over, getting this great promotion, and bring that negativity. It's probably going to be even worse somewhere where she doesn't even know anybody and has no one to talk to and has no friends and no family around.
That's what my mom says. She said that, you know, she doesn't have a support system there, and, you know, I guess with the rain and everything else, she probably couldn't mentally take Seattle.
Right, so I don't think that's a good idea at all. Don't bring that with you. You guys aren't together here. Why would you be together? Because you're moving. That's like asking somebody to marry you after y'all don't get along with each other. You fight and argue all the time, but then thinking that it's going to change because you're going to get married. It doesn't happen like that. You have to fix your relationship before you decide to move forward. And it doesn't seem like your relationship is fixed right now. You sound miserable.
I mean, this is a time to
celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like emotionally, it's like, I'm torn, you know what I mean? I want to be, you know, I'm done with where I'm at. You know, I want to move on and get things going. But at the same time, you know, I worked so hard to build something with this person, and I had a vision, and I have to, you know, basically realize that that was 6 years that I completely wasted.
It's not a complete waste. First of all, your relationship wasn't a complete waste. You learned a lot. Okay, I'm gonna assume that you loved her. You guys had a great time, and sometimes things don't work out. You don't have to be with somebody because you invested 6 years, just like you don't have to stay at a terrible job because you've been there for 6 years. You're not obligated to do that. You're not doing yourself any favors, and you're not doing her any favors to stay in a relationship that's not working. Let her find some her happiness too. She's not happy. You're not happy.
You're right.
Man, let somebody else smash you. You don't want it no more.
All right, congratulations on your job.
You're making this all difficult.
Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right,
that's Ask Yee. If you got some problems, you need some relationship advice, or just any type of advice, call Angela Yee right now, 1-800-585-1051. Sometimes we just all need somebody to talk to. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. It's Ask Yee. Who's this?
My name is Amanda.
Amanda, what's up, girl? What's your question?
Okay, I have a child with someone, right? Mm-hmm. We were together for like 3.5 years or whatever. Now, around the time of last year, I found out he was cheating with, like, an older woman.
Okay.
So when I found out he was cheating with an older woman, I kind of cut everything off. We were living together in an apartment, so I moved out.
Now, why does her being older have to do with anything? Just he cheated?
Well, she's an older woman. For him to be 24 and for her to be, like, a little older, I mean, why would you date someone that's a little bit younger than you? And he was living in the house with me, and you knew about me.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so, like, so she knew about me or whatever the situation may be. And then, you know, like, I was like, you know, I don't want to deal with that. We're living together. I moved out, and he moved out. I decided to part my ways from him. So when I decided to part my ways from him, come to find out, he was still messing with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was still messing with her, he had came back to me and asked me to help him get a car. Mm-hmm. So I had helped him get a car because, you know, that's the father of my child. Like, I know if he would get a car, it would be, for the child, too. Yeah. So when I helped him get the first car, he kept running to the girl, you know, kept doing things for her. But when it came to me and my child, he just kept neglecting us. So out of nowhere, the first car broke down. Mm-hmm. So around November of last year, he came back saying that, oh, he's going to do right. He's going to change. He's going to do that. Remind you, the first car broke down.
So he needed another car.
Yeah, so he needed another car. So me being a dummy, I helped him get another car this year. So when I helped him get another car this year, so he did the same thing that he did last year, ran back to the girl.
Okay.
You know, doing all this. So now the other car that I got him broke down.
What is he doing with these cars?
I really don't know, Angie, because, like, he's driving up and down to her, you know, doing things for her, taking her out, while he's neglecting me and his child and won't even give me not a dollar for her at all.
But you over here helping him get cars to go see his girl, his side piece.
Yeah, basically. So I'm helping you get a car. I then helped you get your new job that you're working at right now.
Uh-huh.
I help you with your security license. It's a lot of things I done helped you with because I have a child with you, thinking that it's going to be beneficial for me and the kid.
Okay, and mind you, he's an adult, okay? So he should be able to work and get his own car fixed. But what's the question?
Okay, I really don't know what to do because out of nowhere, he came back, like, trying to say, oh, I want to make it work. I'm like, you did this 2 times already. This is not going to happen a third time.
Right. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Shame on me.
So what's your question now? Amanda, right now, what's the question? I know you're not going to ask me, should you take him back?
Oh,
are you going to ask me, should I take this man back that has continually cheated on me over and over again, even though I've helped him and doesn't provide a dollar for his child?
I mean, at least he ain't cheating with girls her age. Get a man some credit.
You're saying he doesn't...
Shut up. Okay, so you mean to tell me you'd rather him deal with someone that's older?
That's unimportant, Amanda. That's not even important. Forget who the woman is. The fact is, he's not handling business with you. He's not handling business for your child. He's cheating on you. He's using you for different things, and you're considering getting back together with him?
I'm not considering it. It was just a thought because, like, out of nowhere, you coming back, you're telling me this, you're telling me that, and I'm like... Right now, I'm in a good place. I just got my new apartment, and then I'm trying to sign for a new car. So I'm like, you really was just a distraction to me, and I'm not trying to fall
Amanda,
for that.
Stay in your good place, okay? Stop letting him come back to you, and stop doing things for him that he should be able to do for himself, and demand that he take care of his child because that is his responsibility.
Okay.
As a former cheater, though... Men learn from their mistakes, boo.
Don't listen to him.
That
Dude,
is
would
the
you
truth.
Ever have had a woman get you a car 2 times while you were cheating on her and not take care of your child on top of that?
Why would I turn down a car?
Would you ever not take care of your child?
No, I'm gonna definitely take care of
okay.
my child.
Okay, that alone should be enough for you to be like, you're not worth my time.
Okay.
All right.
Now that I can see you leaving your man for, but just because he cheated with an older woman. Come on, bro.
Several times over and over again. He's not going to stop talking to her. And stop thinking it's a competition between you and her because I feel like part of the reason you want to take him back is so you can throw it in her face.
And there is no competition because that older woman got way more experience than you.
All right. Well, that was Ask Yee.
Her jaw game way stronger.
We're here to help, or I am at least, all right? And you can always email me, helpmeyee@gmail.com or #AskYee to join in the conversation.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. That was something with Drake on it. Am I ever going to backsell a song and Drake's not going to be on the record? Our intro a song and Drake's not going to be on the record?
Well, Drake has specifically requested that you intro all his songs.
Jesus Christ. I mean, all Drake all the time.
And shout out to Envy on vacation. You can go see the family on his Instagram now.
Yes.
All right.
Now, Angela, you got Rumor Report coming up?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
That means she didn't know what she was going
to
talk about.
No, I do know.
You do? Okay.
I'm used to Envy selling it and teasing it for me. It feels weird when I do it myself and then I come out and I just say it again.
Oh.
I kind of okay. wanted you to say it. But it's okay. We're going to move on. Now, Young Thug, he put a snippet of a new song because you know he has this project coming out, Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugger Girls.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
That's the name of it for real?
Yeah, it's a singing album, Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugger Girls.
What?
Yes. You didn't know this is his album?
No.
I kind of wish, remember when he posted a picture of Charlamagne?
Yes.
I kind of wish he would have posted that for this album. But anyway, here's a snippet of one of the songs.
Mama's getting protected by my sign advocates. Yellow school buses, that's a damn it. Causing me to sleep and I ain't playing it.
Yeehaw! I got the jaws all day. Roll out the jar all day. I be on Mars all day. I'm with the stars all day. Boss all day. Roll up the wall all day. Babysit your dog all day. About to watch you jog all day. Like family don't matter.
You like that? Can you see yourself introducing? And next up off this Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugger Girls album, we have...
See, the thing about Young Thug, I have no idea what he's saying.
Babysit your dog all day, about to watch your jog all day.
Yeah, he's just so melodic that it makes it sound, like, decent, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
He could sing anything.
I'm not interested, though. I'll fart on that one. Give me a little ass gas, please. There you go.
So he's the Pied Piper of hip-hop, you would say?
Listen, I think Young Thug's very talented. I can't understand what he's saying, but I think his voice is like an instrument.
Okay, Safari is reaching out for help. He has asked Iyanla Van Zandt to fix his life. Why is that funny to you?
That's too expected, man. Don't do that to me.
He tweeted
Stop
out,
it.
Hey, at Iyanla Van Zandt, can you fix my life?
There's no way in hell, if I was Nicki Minaj's ex, knowing how petty Nicki is and how Nicki is probably crying laughing at this, that I would ever... put myself in this position. I'll go get some therapy on the low.
He asked all of us to participate and said, can y'all get Iyanla Van Zandt to reply by the time I land?
Jesus Christ.
Thanks, love, Safari.
What happened? Mona Scott not signing him for another season of Love & Hip Hop? Like, what's wrong, Safari? Why do you need your life
fixed? Let's reach out to her, though, and see if we can make this happen.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right, Jordan Peele, his next movie has gotten a release date, okay, after the success of Get Out. And by the way, I guess there's an alternate ending. For Get Out when you get the DVD.
I heard.
Yeah, so he has announced that they are going to release this next movie in March 15th, 2019. So get ready for that. You got a couple years, but get ready. All right, 2 Chainz, his new album is coming, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. And he put out a trailer for the new album. Now, it was supposed to initially be released April 7th, but it has been pushed back. The new date is June 16th. And that video shows Drake, Pharrell, the New York Times, Noisy, a lot of people praising 2 Chainz because he is one of the best artists. He's always been pretty consistent and with everything that he does. So shout out to 2 Chainz. I am looking forward to it. I actually listen to my 2 Chainz on my streaming services all the time. I use like a 2 Chainz playlist.
Drop on
a
clues bomb for that boy 2 Chainz, man.
2 Chainz.
Cannot wait for that album. Salute to my guy, Technique. Mm-hmm. They always put out quality street music.
All right, and then I actually had a chance to look at the trailer for a new movie that is coming out, and it's called Rough Night. Zoe Kravitz is in this, by the way, and so is Scarlett Johansson. I know guys love Scarlett Johansson and Zoe Kravitz as well. Now, this tells the story of girls reuniting 10 years after college for a wild bachelorette weekend. Have you ever had a bachelor party weekend?
No, I didn't have a bachelor party when I
Why not?
When I got
Any
married.
Reason?
My whole life has been a bachelor party. What the hell do I deserve a bachelor party for?
You never had a weekend with your friends where y'all went somewhere and things got a little crazy or a little out of hand?
Yeah.
Did anybody ever accidentally kill someone?
No.
Okay, well, this happens in the movie.
What are you talking about? What just happened? All right. I thought you were talking about a little cheating on your girl, and now you talk about murdering people. What is going on in the movie?
Rough Night, though, the girls all get together for this bachelorette party, and they accidentally kill a male stripper. So they actually have to try to cover it up after, and they get brought closer together, as you can imagine, when something like that happens.
This sounds like my dear going to pop out at any moment. What is this?
I mean, when you kill someone, you and your friends have to come together to cover it up, and it can make you closer.
Why do you say that so nonchalantly? Like, you and your friends have killed somebody before. Wow.
So, anyway.
Brooklyn.
I would love for you guys to tell us any of your crazy bachelor or bachelorette party stories, any of your epic girls' night out stories. I feel like girls' night outs are always wilder than guys' night outs.
I don't like how y'all mixing the two. Is it bachelor nights, girls' night out, and murdering somebody on a weekend?
That can happen.
No, it can't.
All in one weekend.
No.
Well, then you need to see Rough Night. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes, okay. Now, envy is fake here. Because we about to go into his People's Choice mix where he talks all over.
You know what the problem is? Can I just say something?
Please, Angela,
can I get it off my chest?
Yes.
I used to do the Yee mix when we first did this show when Envy wasn't here. I did my own mix. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to DJ and everything, and I would put together these incredible mixes. And I think Envy felt a little intimidated because then it would be like a hashtag going Yee mix, Yee mix, Yee mix. And actually, people still to this day ask me, well, now that Envy's not here, can we get a Yee mix? But ever since I got a positive response, he now makes sure that he pre-records a mix and leaves it so that I can't get...
I cannot confirm nor deny what Angela Yee is saying, but I will say Angela Yee is not lying, okay? All right? I will say that.
Can I get my shine?
So, like I said, envy is fake here.
You know what? Cut that. We're not going to play that mix. We're going to do the Yee mix.
You can if you want Yee. Actually, you could do that if you wanted
to. I'm
going to
override this people's
But do you have
no
something prepared, though, in its place?
Yeah, I don't have my laptop or anything.
Tomorrow you be prepared.
People's No Choice Mix coming up next.
Yeah, you call an audible.
If you want to hear something, hit us up.
Do it. You should do that tomorrow. Call an audible and do a Yee mix.
All right. He's going to be so mad.
Yeah,
and you know
he turns
red.
He's already red, okay? But I understand what you're trying to say. All right?
All right.
Now, he's fake here at 9 a.m. DJ Envy People's Choice Mix. I'm going to give you the phone number and tell you to call in for requests because we never take your request anyway. Well, Envy doesn't. He's not even here to take your request. But 1-800-585-1051.
Can I hear SZA Love Galore?
Yes, you can.
Thanks.
All right. It's the world's most dangerous morning show.